Hello and welcome to The Advance, conversations about news in the Mid-America Union Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Pablo Colindres, Digital Media Manager at the MAUC. This week, I sit down with my boss, Brenda Dickerson, and we discuss what is in store for Outlook Magazine, exploring 2017's theme on peacemaking.
I'm Brenda Dickerson, the Communication Director for the Mid-America Union and editor of Outlook Magazine.
Right. Well, thanks for being here, making the time to converse with me since I know we're really busy today, but just wanted to go over kind of what this year had and then looking forward into next year. So I guess we could start with 2016, how it was a pretty hectic year, but we pulled through.
It was a tough year. We had staffing changes, but I would just want to say that I'm very thankful for the team that we have in place now and the strengths and talents that we're working with. We just had our first strategic planning meeting as a team, and it's exciting to think about the things that we have in the works for 2017.
Yeah, starting, I guess, with January. I think that'd be the best place to start for 2017. What are some of the things that are immediately, what are some immediate changes that we have for the Outlook or for the Communication Department?
Our theme for 2017 is Blessed Are the Peacemakers.
What kind of things will we be doing to emphasize that? And what are some of the themes or what are some of the features that we'll be running?
Each month we're planning to have feature stories about people who are actively involved with peacemaking in their families, their churches, their communities, and actually around the entire globe. Right now we are wrapping up the January 2017 print edition of Outlook Magazine, and we're very excited to be featuring Derek and Alicia White this month. They are a young couple formerly living in Colorado who are now in Cairo serving refugees there.
I see you here, you have notes all over the desk here. What's the one thing that most excites you out of everything you have written out in front of you?
Well, let me tell you about two more features from the January issue.
Please do.
We're having a follow-up interview with Pastor Shane Doffenbaugh about his house church. It's been 2 years now since he started that, and we're excited to share what has been going on with that ministry. We also have an inspiring story from Wyoming about two dedicated members in their 90s and how they are continually blessing their church with their musical gifts.
They're Marcella Dittenberg and Pete Peterson, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Like, their story is really, really impressive. I hope a lot of people enjoy it.
I mean, that lady's 98? Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible.
I just can't even wrap my mind around that.
Yeah. How many instruments does she play again? Like 5 or 6. And yeah, she's still going strong.
Yes. This issue should be arriving in your mailbox in the next week or so, or you can start reading it online at outlookmag.org.
It seems that people get the bug for doing something for others, you know. But once the holiday season's over, it kind of goes away. What are some practical ways for us to continue this mission in peacemaking in our everyday lives?
There are always people who are hurting and people who are not experiencing peace for a variety of reasons. If we're just aware of the people around us and willing to take the time to listen, that can be a first step in building peace around us.
Hello again, listeners. I wanted to tell you about our weekly newsletter, My Outlook, where you can receive news and inspiration every week right in your inbox. It is free to subscribe, and you can opt out at any time. Sign up now at bit.ly/myoutlook. Thank you.
When we're at peace, the simple and solid things of life come into clear focus, and we can rest in the promises of God, even though there's violence and sickness and pain and ugliness all around us. We know that Jesus Christ is saving this world, and eventually peace and love and joy will be restored. While we're waiting, however, we can focus on living out the biblical values of Christ followers and keep our focus on the importance of the unseen, which we know actually is more real than the temporal. And of course, there are always people who are homeless, who are hungry, who are in need of the physical necessities of life. And we can join the community efforts already established, or perhaps start our own if nothing is readily available, for meeting people's temporal needs in a practical way.
What is one of these topics that you look forward to the most? I mean, they're all really important. Personally, to me, I look forward to the coming to peace with your community the most. Which one of the many topics excites you the most?
Well, we have one that we hope will come together about a gentleman in Taiwan who is working with Pakistani refugees there. That could be a really powerful story, and also with an outlet for people to actually help the terrifically horrible situation that they're dealing with. That's far away from home, though. Very close to home, we have a story about siblings where there wasn't actually strife between them, but they took their relationship to a whole new level. The brother is diagnosed with a type of leukemia, and the sister does a stem cell transplant.
Wow, that's pretty cutting edge and should be really interesting.
It is. And in reality, all of her brother's blood is hers. He has none of his own blood cells. They're all her blood cells in his body.
Whoa. Yeah, I think this topic is really timely.
Yes, I think it is, because our families, our churches, our communities, we're all facing so many issues. And these are serious times we live in. There is a great need for peace in our personal lives, in our churches, our schools, our communities. All of us here at Outlook wish you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas, and we hope that you will find opportunities during the holidays to celebrate the most important things in life. And as we prepare to greet 2017, we can remember the words of Jesus in John 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. In light of the really turbulent political, financial, social, and even spiritual environment in which we are living, these words of Jesus seem very appropriate for us.
Thanks for listening to The Advance. Please join us next time.